Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and of course, we want to holler at you. So, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. You can learn about me and Miss 100%. Check us out. See what's going on with us. Also, we social network. So on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. You can follow me there. My yearbook, Facebook, tag, the other social networks. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me back. And I'll add you back. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You want to get at my illustrious co-host. So, illustrious co-host, tell them where they can get at you at.
They can get at me on Facebook, Miss 100%, or spelled out, or Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. They can tweet me on Twitter at 100%. Did I say it right that time?
Yeah, you can get your tweet on. You can get all up in her tweet.
That don't sound right.
I know. I said it and just, anyway, this, my bad. This segment here is dedicated, or it's our part of the show where we like to talk about when reality should be fantasy. Starting with a toy store in Massachusetts that was granted a liquor license. The license was supposed to go to a restaurant that never opened in the location. So instead, the Green Elephant, which is a toy store, opened, and the governor approved a request that was approved by town officials last year for a liquor license at that particular place. So, you know, you can not only go get your Where's Elmo looking for Dora to explore, you can get your vodka and lime at the same time.
That's just a disaster way to happen. I mean, but that is a scary thought. Just think of a bunch of drunk little kids running around.
How you get drunk little kids out of I'm thinking of the adults. Oh, yeah, go get whatever you want. Mommy's going to be over here.
That would be a dream for a kid, though. The kid would be like, come on, Mommy, let's go over here. I like this toy store.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't think you really want to work at that store. You think about it. Little kids running around unsupervised with drunk-ass adults chilling.
And that's why I said the drug little kids, because you know when kids are unsupervised, all kinds of stuff happens. And I don't know, just toy store, liquor license, all I can envision is drunk kids. I don't know why, but I don't know.
Yeah, we not even going to touch that one. I mean, that, like I said, that is the number one case of when reality should be fantasy. I don't get how they can make that mistake, but it is government, so not shocked by that. But
it's just a government. I don't even think it was a mistake.
Right. Well, it's a mistake because they don't check their books or anything. Oh, yeah, you can have it. You paid your money, and I got those hookers you sent me. Anyway. Another case of when reality should be fantasy is when a man who proposed to his girlfriend in Syracuse court, even though she was accused of domestic violence against him. Theodore Murphy had asked, he had to ask his lawyer, cannot pop the question during their hearing because there's a restraining order that he has against his bride-to-be. So, while his girlfriend, Nicole Osborne, was facing charges in a different assault case, he had to alter the order of protection that have technically made it a crime for her to respond to him.
Wow.
And, of course, she said yes. And then they resumed the hearing, setting the bill.
I just want to say, whatever town they live in, people lock the doors. Stay far, far away from these two, because this is going to be off the chain. I mean, off the chain. I can just imagine the fight. Oh, good.
Well, I mean, it had to be bad because she was charged.
Right.
She had an order of protection. So, hey.
Nothing says love like a protection order.
Yeah. I mean, but it goes back to the whole, I guess some people like nutty pussy.
That, yeah, and that's the truth right there. People love crazy booty. The crazier, the better, they say. But they want the crazy booty without the crazy, but the two go hand in hand. So
basically, you're saying the majority of all great loving comes with the price of a crazy person?
I'll say this. My most passionate moments have come from people who just act a plum fool for no apparent reason. I don't know if it's the craziness in them that make them better, but they are off the chain.
Alrighty then. Crazy is good, and good is crazy. I don't know if that made sense. Anyway, speaking of crazy, we're in New York here again. A New York teacher is under fire after she forced her fifth grade students to make holiday cards for her incarcerated boyfriend, who has been accused of possessing child porn and convicted on weapons charge. Not only was he convicted, but he was found in possession of 27 explicit images of underage children. And in some of the packages, at least two home addresses of the children was sent. Because she thought it was a nice thing to do.
She thought it was nice for a child to send a sex offender a letter.
Children.
Saying, yeah. Here I am, Mr. Pervert. Come and molest me.
Her whole, well, it ain't even about come molest me. It's the fact that, one, she knows her man is a perv. And that's what gets him off. And so she has her whole class, and we're talking about fifth graders, so we're talking about 11-year-olds, 27 to 11-year-olds to draw up cards for him.
What is it saying? I'm sorry that you're a pervert. Take it easy.
Well, holiday cards.
Oh, God. I mean, this is a shit worth of money. I think she needs to be locked up.
Yeah, she's in trouble.
That's like a co-conspirator, like, you know, an accomplice. It's like you are aiding a guy, you know, helping him feed that crazy-ass nasty ass perversion that he and this is oh god.
Yeah.
And this, but here's the scary thing. She's an educator. That is so damn scary. Every time you turn around, it's the teacher that's doing this crazy stuff.
See, but remember, I brought this up months ago. We need a site for educators to get off. Some either site or place where teachers can go, educators, they can go and get it in. Even if it's something where it's friends with benefits, no connections, you just go and get it in, and then you can go back to being a teacher. That seems to be, you know, we hear the teachers, because teachers, they're around too many little kids. They ain't getting no adult. They ain't getting no adult adult time, no adult attention.
It's not interacting with enough adults.
Right. They need a spot where they can go. And
they're spending too much time with these kids, and it's just great. You know what? I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. The more I think about it, it's just, she need to be strung up, butt naked, throw water on her, and taser up her ass.
Okay.
Taser till all the crazy run out of her ears.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be looking to watch that video anytime soon. Well, we can get on crazy when you talking about your boy Chris Brown, and him, he made, I don't know if you heard, he had made some allegations against the WWE heavyweight champion CM Punk, you know, saying that he was on steroids and that he was short in the package department. To which CM Punk responded by saying, "Chris and I come from different worlds. I don't have an assistant. I don't have a bodyguard. I don't have a manager or a PR person telling me to delete tweets like Chris does. And I don't hit women, period." He also goes on to say that Chris has made the wrong accusations to the wrong person because I can defend myself. "I will choke you out, and I will make you feel as weak and as powerless and scared and alone as any woman who has the misfortune of knowing a sad, cowardly little boy such as yourself." Yeah.
I guess he read him right. So I guess Chris gonna pull the big ass move and apologize. Maybe.
I haven't seen him or heard that he apologized, but I'm sure.
Like booty meat, I tell you that much. He's probably scared as hell.
Well, I'm going to guess that he's going to have his people find out where CM Punk is going to be and make sure he's never there.
Make sure he stays far away.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he's going to be down All-Star Weekend this weekend, All-Star Basketball game, and I'm guessing if CM Punk is in that area, it might get ugly. As he said, "I will choke you out." And I don't understand why these dudes, he's challenging these wrestlers. "Oh, yeah, he's on steroids and da-da-da-da-da-da." It's like, yeah, but he's still bigger than you.
Well, you know what? I see it as a PR thing. You know that? Why do I say that? Because if anybody can remember, years ago, a few years back, David Arquette was doing the same thing, and he was challenged by a wrestler because he's talking all this smack. And then what happened, they put him on a season of WWE. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but it was just hype. And they did the same thing for Snooki from Jersey Shore, you know, had all this hyped up stuff and her throwing drinks in the diva faces and all that stuff. And it was just a big PR thing to boost their career, to let them branch off into something else.
Well, Chris,
I'm not saying that this is exactly what it is. I'm just saying this is, it could be what it is.
Well, I mean, that would be the only good thing that would come out of it for Chris Brown, because I'm thinking that if, once again, I don't know if y'all seen CM Punk, but if he catches up to Chris Brown, it could get really, really ugly. That's all I can say. It can get really, really ugly. But on that note, before it gets to that, we gonna go on break here. This is Roz Kaz, Hole in the Ozone. My wax songs, it definitely messing up my My smooth drama ozone layer getting destroyed.
Talking about whack, you know what's happening?
Oh yeah, it is haters of the week time. It's, we talk about these fools that's out here just hating for no reason whatsoever. Not because they nice, but because they not nice. I don't quite understand why they believe that they deserve the right to even be talked about. It's kind of funny to me, actually. And, you know, my hater of the week is Brady Quinn, who had the nerve to come out and say, hey, you know what, dog? We won games last year because of luck. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, Brady Quinn, y'all was terrible until Tim Tebow. He didn't have the greatest stats, but at the least, he showed up and was making it happen, and you even won a playoff game. I don't know how Brady Quinn could say, oh yeah, we got lucky. You don't get in the playoffs and win a playoff game by being lucky. I promise you, there's no luck involved. And last time I checked, when Brady Quinn was playing for Cleveland, they were terrible. They were beyond terrible. He got his chance to play in Denver and was even worse. And he's like, well, there's no billboards. There ain't no billboards because they actually saw you play, homie.
They can build a monument to the suckiest damn player that ever lived. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. No sandcastles for you, homie. So, Brady Quinn, you are my hater of the week. For even opening, I forgot that you was alive.
Wow.
But thank you for reminding me.
That you still suck.
That you do.
My hater of the week is the Indiana lawmaker. I really don't want to say his name, but he's a Republican, Bob Morris. He's making absurd comments talking about Girl Scouts promote abortion. They promote lesbian, being a lesbian, and all of this different stuff. And he's basically saying it that they're promoting it through the cookie sale. And I just feel that because he's so sucky, because he's worthless, he's just grabbing at straws. And I mean, he's a hater because to say that a 100-year-old scouting organization is because they're teaching girls to be, you know, self-sufficient, they're lesbian.
Wait. Did Girl Scouts who sell Girl Scout cookies promote abortion in lesbianism?
That's what he's saying. And it's funny because they're saying that
you know,
have a great deal with Planned Parenthood, and that's not true. He's just making up a lot of stuff about, like I said, a 100-year-old organization that's doing good for little girls, have done good for little girls all these years, and he's a quote-unquote conservative Christian, and he's even had people pull out of the Girl Scout organization, you know, saying, if you support me, then you will pull out, and one of the people that pulled out was they said they pulled out because they allowed a transgender child to join the Girl Scouts organization.
Well, I mean, that was the issue. They were talking about the transgender child, you know, and he was doing that for political reasons. You know, obviously he wants to get his votes up. I look at it like he's just a hater. And I don't really care because at the end of the day, I'm still going to buy Girl Scout cookies.
he's just an ass. I mean, but I had to put him on.
Well, yeah, he's a hater. I mean, sort of like, I mean, you want to talk about Indiana, not too far away. In Iowa, the town is considering a tattoo ban. They say it wouldn't be an outright ban, but would address issues of decency when it comes to tattoos and piercings displayed at city parks and pools. So, basically, they're saying, well, you can have a tattoo, you just can't go to the city pool or the parks.
Or anywhere in public. Basically.
Yeah, so you can get tattooed.
We're talking about decency. You know what? It just, just made my ass itch. I'm sorry. Just, they do so many things behind closed doors.
All right, people. Well, if you want to get at Miss 100% and scratch her ass, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Somehow I'm thinking that she ain't going to be down for you to scratch her ass. But anyway, it just sounds funny. We seem to have a technical difficulty.
Enjoy this caller tune while waiting for the person you are calling to answer.
Try to get Miss 100.
Hi, it's Gary. I apologize that I cannot get to my phone at this time. But your call is important to me. So leave your name. You're not.
All righty. Uh-oh. What happened here? Okay. Here we go. I'm sorry, people. We seem to have run into some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I am so hard. I'm so sorry. I'm just mortified at all of this. I'm sorry, people.
It's okay. We're glad to get you back. Speaking of hating, they're talking about also getting rid of the penny. They're saying that it costs too much to make pennies, and they're also talking about getting rid of nickels and dimes, because I guess pennies, it costs $2.14 to make, as well as nickels cost like $0.07 to make. So I guess at the end of the day, they want to get rid of money as we know it and just go off the card system.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, they actually have been talking about this for a real long time. I mean, since I was in high school, I've been hearing this rumor that it was eventually going to happen, but that's all it's leading to. You know, they want you to get into that system so they can track you everywhere you go. That's what it is.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah,
I don't know about that one. I mean, I agree with you. I know they want to get rid of money. I don't know if people necessarily are going to give up their cash, but I guess time will tell. I know you talk about giving no cash. I saw, not to talk about cash, but actually we're going to talk about ass here in a minute. Levi's has a new ad talking about, we make jeans in all different sizes. But the controversy comes from the fact that in the ad, it's all women who are one size. You know, I've thrown up and never had a real sandwich in my life size.
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. You know how people are always talking about the advertisers perception of what beauty is and what a person, what a woman should look like, or this is the ideal woman. Of course, it's a bunch of bull crap, but that's how I see it. I mean, just like Victoria's Secret, they said that they would never, ever do lingerie for plus-size women because, in their opinion, plus-size women are not a vision of beauty.
Mm.
So you have to be wear a size zero or two, and they call plus size a size nine now. Plus size, if you're nine and up, you're plus size.
Okay, but I can't tell you what sizes are. All I know is, and I don't go by the stats. I do like college football, and I say that team passes the eye test. So yeah. I look at the booty as passing the eye test. You know, either it's poking out or it's not. There's no in between. I don't have to measure it. I don't have to do no measuring tape. It's like, yeah, that one works. That one doesn't. And anorexic perception of beauty does not work for me.
Mm,
and
exactly.
The majority of the people I know doesn't work for them either. Why it's still perpetrated, I don't know. I guess there's somebody that likes women who, like one model was talking about, they drink protein shakes and egg whites, and that's how they stay thin as they are.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't see how that is.
There's just a bunch of foolishness. It's funny to me because they don't want, they say that this is their perception of beauty is just straight, skinny, ribs poking out, but at the same time, they're advertising the booty pop. And for all y'all that don't know what the booty pop is, it's for girls that don't got booties. It's a pair of panties that you put pads in to make your booty look like it's got a little pop to it.
Oh, we know what the booty pop is. See, the booty pop for me is not the draws with the pop in them. The booty pop is when the girl is doing the booty pop. That's the booty pop for me.
Yeah, well, it's funny because they on the commercial when the girls put the panties on and then they start popping their little booty to show, oh, look, my derriere is so much more plump now. Okay, so how is it you can sell that, but having a big booty for real is not beautiful, which I'm not saying it isn't, but their perception.
Well, me and the guys I know, the majority, there's no whiplash for the girl with the anorexic booty. Whiplash.
I've never been turned down because I got a big booty, so big booties rule.
You won't get no arguments here, ever. but what doesn't rule, dress codes. I mean, aside from the fact that in Iowa they don't want you to have tattoos, in Florida there's a new dress code, and this you know, they're saying they don't want teachers wearing revealing clothes, like tight-fitting dresses or mid-thigh, because they're saying that teachers are sending the wrong message.
Hmm.
Now, I want to ask you this question, you know. There's the dress code, and I understand they want to kind of rein in how people look, but at the same time, when you rein in how people look, you're legislating how people are supposed to look.
Right. And see, I can look at it from all sides, to be honest with you. Having worked in the education system myself, I can understand why they say that, But remember, any company or any business that you work for, they establish a dress code. If you work for Wendy's, you have to wear a uniform. If you don't wear it, you can't work there. So that's how I see it. Is being a teacher, you're supposed to lead by example. And how is it that they can tell the young girls they can't wear, you know, tight or revealing clothes, but the teacher is allowed to do it, is allowed to do it. So I can see it from both sides, you know, just lead by example. Maybe that's all they're saying.
Yeah, but then, I mean, but we're talking about they're going to legislate it. See, I'm always against the legislation part. And then I go back to when I was growing up, way back, as my nephew once said, back in the horse and buggy days.
Oh, come on.
Well, according to him, I'm that old. shout out to Brandon. You suck. you can have them Catholic school dresses. Remember them Catholic school dresses?
Yeah, but that wasn't never supposed to be in no sexual thing. It's been people made it that way.
I know it. But what I'm saying is that's what they did. That's what they wore. And so I find it funny that has the greatest sexual connotation stereotype out there, but right. you're telling the teacher, and I understand what they're saying. You know, like you said, you want to set the example. You don't want to be, you know, the teacher with the mini skirt. But that goes back to what I was talking about. How you gotta, these teachers, they need somebody to be coming in. They need a place where they can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep saying that.
Yeah.
You know, we need a spot. Just a Roman bathhouse. Teachers only. Nobody else can go in there. If you're not a teacher or a school official, you cannot go in that spot. It's for teachers.
It's a free-for-all for teachers only. We just go in and just let it all hang out and you know, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That kind
exactly.
of
thing. What happens in the teacher's bathhouse stays in the teacher's bathhouse.
Just call it the teacher's lounge.
Hey. Nothing like the teacher's lounge. That's the place to be. Speaking of the place to be, I guess the porn industry is threatening to leave L.A. as a I guess in Los Angeles next month, the legislation that they pushed through requiring porn actors to wear condoms when filming on location has all the producers talking about moving to New Hampshire. Why New Hampshire, you may ask? Because besides California, that's the only state that has decided that porn producers shouldn't be prosecuted under anti-prostitution laws.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. I can say this: if the porn industry leaves LA, it's gonna be a sad day for a lot of people.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think it. They're talking about losing jobs, and I'm thinking, people are gonna shoot porn where they're at, because right. I think these are just the big guys. I mean, because the stuff that's on the internet, I mean, who really knows where that stuff is coming from?
Right.
Shot. You may know where these studios are, but for the most part, a lot of these places, they're small anyway. Nobody knows where the hell they are.
Right.
So, I mean, I like, okay, move to New Hampshire. The internet is still going to be up.
All right.
Yeah. We'll be fine without you. Not that I've gotten invited to any porn shoots, so... I have no stake in it either way. But
right.
That's just me. All right. And on that note, we're going to go on a break here. This is Big Crit King Part 2.
History remembers King. God bless you all.
Yes. I don't mean to burn you. I had a conversation with a wise man, and he asked me a question like, how could you be in a position to say so much and say so little? So this is me saying a lot.
I was raised from the Bible that I tighten at a Titan's back. Same game they claim that they killing, I'm breathing life in that. Take heed for the people you lead. When you reciting that, you will die for what you believe. So where's your rifle at? Never was entertained or influenced by all the drama. Hard to bury your partner, but harder to console a mama. That only wants the best for a child. Save a place for his soul, Lord. He ain't been to church in a while. Said that Jesus can't save him, and ain't no church in a while. His anger fueled his ambition, I swear, but got how to smile. Hustle hard, hustle hard. That's what he said. By counting up these bread that he fell for, now he dead, and they can't bring him back. They locking up my people, shouted rack on top of rack. Pulling houses just too crowded, guard shack on top of shack. Most pastors misleading people that listen. When all us black folk have this music and religion. Sense of self-respect, lost in the need to express ourselves through money, drugs, and sex. I'm a product of the same, so I understand the text that says that she'll be down to fall victim to her flesh. If I want the she'll undress, one night of slumber, harsh rains and violent thunders. As she leaves, is she clean, Lord? I often wonder. See me in turn, might for results, the clinic humbles. Playing BP, or goddamn, your stomach rumbles. Laugh it off, but she'll keep it to my number, so be it. I'll oversee that he runs and never fumbles. If it's a girl, I give her the world in sunny summers and show her how to scrap in case a nigga jump on her. Protect her from the evils that TV often can feature. Beware of predators in this jungle, they out to eat you. We all kings and queens, don't let no one else beseech you. Like him, throw some blows and leave your throne, don't let it beat you. Don't let them feed you that bullshit that they fed me. Don't follow the road I took, look where it led me. I speak my mind and my heart, I bet they dread me. In the world, give me what you got, I always say it free. Some. You can solve in your soul so long that you should eat some. You can solve with your followers and leave some. To a well that only you and yours drink from. I'll build my own, fuck your paper, kingdom. That's how I feel, I'm strong in faith. No need for you to say that God ain't real. Some things you just shouldn't play with. My soul patient, cause success ain't never same shit face. We all born to die. Yeah, that's basic. But living fast and dying young ain't salvation. You keep on with that blasphemy and I keep on with my brand. If you think that Lambo tied in the summer, well, hell, play. My mind frame blown cause my brother says that I'm on. He bored at the crib while I'm wishing I wasn't home. Said he died for the chance and I decided yo, he was wrong. Told him he could do better than me, then hung up the phone. But you will surely go to war for what you want. To them it's more than real, but to you it's just a song. But to you it's just a song. I'm guilty of the same. Son, no one person is to blame. I promise I'll change. I pray you do the same.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Big Hugger, and I miss 100%. That was Big Crit King Part 2.
Yeah, Big Crit. Be looking out for him. He got some lyrics to him, and the fact that he was saying, why a guy asked him why you got the platform to say so much yet you say so little, I'm like, those are the deepest lyrics that could be. That's just the deepest sentence that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
That while we talking about how deep he is, we can start talking about how shallow some people are, because right now about to talk about those people we love to talk about, the dumb asses of the week. Or something like that.
All right, my dumb ass is Jordan Lysander, a former Cedarhurst, Long Island volunteer firefighter. He did the bitch ass miss move.
Uh-oh.
He apologized this week for lying about, for telling people that he was a captain in the in New York's fire department, Ladder 133, that lost 12 men on September 11th. He was told people that he went to 46 funerals in 3 weeks and how he was a hero and he saved all these people. And turns out that he was none of the above, ever. So he is my biggest dumbass because he didn't just tell one lie. He just told a string of lies. And then about September 11th, and then he made the statement, I came clean about it. And hopefully, if any good comes of this, people will do work to verify who they get to speak to.
Mm.
Really, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, he's not that smart of an individual, but it's not really that shocking. Not shocking at all. I mean, because people trying to take advantage of, make money off of situations like that, you know, because at the time it was cool to be patriotic, whatnot. I guess
it's really... He tried to make it better by saying he was interested in the glory and not the money. He didn't get any money, but that doesn't make it any better because you lied about saving people that didn't even exist.
Yeah, well, he was interested in the glory because the glory probably got him some ass, but we're not going to go there. He just a dumb ass. My dumb ass, it was so hard trying to shuttle between the two. I mean, I had two guys. I mean, there's the one guy. I'm not going to go there. But I should. I guess I have to.
Go there, please.
I'm going to go there on Ramon Blair, arrested in Florida. I try to stay away from this, but I can't. He was arrested for putting crack in his ass. I don't know if this is just a Florida thing, but it seems like every time there's an arrest in Florida, it's because somebody has crack in their ass. Cocaine in their ass. And no matter what, you are a dumbass if you have crack cocaine in your ass. Stop that shit, please. You're killing me. You know? It's just horrible. And every time we had a dude who ate the cocaine that came from his brother's ass and died. You know, and then these dudes, you going to jail. Look, homie, they're going to make you cough and bend over. It's going to slide out. It's going to be ugly.
Well, not revealing too much about things I know, but actually, that's where all the drug dealers store the crack. Even if it's a street corner drug dealer, they put it in their ass.
I know that.
You know.
I'm saying that's still not a good idea.
I don't think this is ever going to stop.
Well, see, here at Smooth Drama, we fight against the weak and the wicked minds. And no matter what, crack, cocaine in your ass is always a dumb move. And if you don't think it is, there's something wrong with you, seriously. That's all I can say. You got some issues. some issues you need to deal with. You won't deal with them, but maybe you should, because it is not your brain is not where it needs to be. You should go to school or something. You know, you can go to the school that is offering hacking in the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. There's a specialized computer class that will land you a career in hacking. It's called Honey Nut, and it teaches students all about hacking and protecting computer systems.
I want to go there.
Why would you teach kids to say, oh, to protect the computer, when you know damn well they ain't trying to protect nothing? They're like, yeah, I know how to hack now. I mean,
kids, the term hacker, it seems like that would be illegal to teach that, to teach somebody how to do something illegal. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. Most folks think it's crazy, but obviously the University of North Carolina, Charlotte does not. They feel it's fine.
To teach people how to hack, and as if we don't have enough problems in this world as it is.
Yeah. Hey, you can learn how to hack here. No biggie. It is all good. You know, but I mean, it's like there's these guys after cyber attacks, whatnot. They're saying, the internet is broken and we need to start over. Start over. And I'm like, when you woke up this morning, was your internet working?
My shit was working just fine.
Yeah, I think mine was working just fine, too. Yeah, because their argument is the internet is no longer a single entity, but a collection of things unified by only one item. And that is now so pervasive that it is used to connect devices as wide-ranging as cars and medical devices. And because of all of the attacks on the internet, we should change it.
No. That's why it's called the World Wide Web, fool. How about your brain is broken and somebody needs to hack into it and fix it for you?
You know what that is. That's just people who want to change the internet so that they can spy on people.
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like and the heroes in this, I don't know if I'm necessarily calling them a hero, but the city of Northampton took a stance against the federal law that your president passed, the National Defense Authorization Act, that Obama signed in December.
Mm-hmm.
Northampton opted out. They were like, well, we voted against it, and they passed a resolution rejecting it. But for those of you who do not know what it is, the National Defense Authorization Act gives the military the right to hold people indefinitely, including U.S. citizens, without a trial. And this is covered because it says any person who was a part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, or anyone who commits a belligerent act against the United States or its allies. That's very broad.
Yeah.
That's damn near anybody that corporations don't like.
This country is coming to what we talked about last week, where the guy, I think he tweeted or said something or posted online about not believing in Muhammad or whatever, and then they had him sent back and they executed him. That's what this country is coming to.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people can't see it. They refuse to look at something that's staring them right in the face.
Well, I mean, big ups to the city of Northampton in Massachusetts, who their council was like, yeah, we're good. We not going to endorse you picking us up and holding us without trial.
Well,
I mean,
what it's essentially saying is, anytime we want to put this law into place so that we can do whatever the hell we want without people complaining. You know, it's not like they're not doing whatever they want to do anyway, but they don't want people to challenge what they're doing. So when they put this law into place, if you challenge it, if you say anything about what they're doing, they're just gonna lock you up and have you executed.
Well, they don't have to have you executed. They'll just lock you up and don't feed you. Which I guess it is executing you. But I think that it's funny that you can have this law and there is no outrage. I mean, I'm like, people are more outraged over teams maybe moving, sports team moving, than they are about this damn law. I'm like, look, and, you know, I know it's the black president, and we supposed to be happy you got the black president and whatnot, and he came out like, yeah, I'm signing this law, but I'm against it. Last time I checked, if I'm against something, I don't endorse it.
Right.
And come back. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'm against somebody whooping your ass 100, but I endorse them coming to see you.
I hired them. I hired a hitman. I don't want to kill you. I'm against you getting killed, but I hired a hitman to do it.
Right. It boggles my mind that folks don't see that. He signed this shit. If he was against it, he don't sign it. He makes a big deal out of it. But he didn't. And I'm stuck right there because I'm a what do they do kind of guy. I don't give a damn. You know, oh, he's black. Yeah, but he signed this into law. So if you're a part of any organization that they deem inappropriate, you're against the United States. You get locked up.
Right.
With no trial.
The whole Obama thing, I just see it as the thing. Remember we had the guy that was saying that he was part of the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club and he was happy about it? And that's how I see Obama. He's just happy to be in the club and he will do whatever he has to do to stay in that club, including fucking over, I'm not just going to say his own people, I'm going to say people in general. He has no soul, he has no conscience, and they're black-hearted, every last one of them. And people still think that the government has our best interest at heart. And I don't see why people won't wake up and realize that they don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, the government will never have our best intentions for us. I mean, obviously, they're going to look out for themselves because we don't make them accountable. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. We are Smooth Drama. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.